Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ready.
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go. We got to have a drive.
23 left. 23 left.
Win. 1, 2, 3.
It's time for the postgame show with Shope and the Bulldog.
On to the divisional round, the Bills take down the Jacksonville Jaguars, 27-24 in a back-and-forth, Bulldog, sorry to use your word before you get a chance to speak, tilt today in Jacksonville. It's either to Denver, Houston, or Pittsburgh next weekend, and that will make the rest of the next, 24 to 48 hours really fun. Like, what if the Chargers upset New England? The Bills will play the winner of tomorrow night's game. Otherwise, if New England wins, they will go to Denver. You know, you got three more of these in you?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Does anybody?
Even as Allen? Great as it feels right now, the moments from, like, I don't know, 3:45 to 4 o'clock or even 3:30 to 4 o'clock are just, what am I doing with my life? What this it matters so much. What a thriller.
What a game.
Thriller. Really, what a game. And all right, we're ready for Josh Allen already. Here we go.
Offense, defense made plays, obviously. Now we have a chance to go do it again.
Third year in a row, you've had that chance with the ball in your hands, which is what you want, to finally get through that and come through, as I feel like, for it.
Feels good. At the same time, again, that just means that we get another game, and we got to go find a way to put our best foot forward this week in practice, put together a good game plan, go out there and execute again next Saturday or Sunday, whenever we play.
Josh, your message to your teammates before that final drive, anything you said to them?
Just I love y'all. I got you. You got me.
Did you take this into the when you had to come off the field there and you went the 10, the knee, and just those moments when I'm sure goes through your mind of how bad is it?
You're saying the touchdown? Yeah, it was more of a precautionary thing. Just got rolled up on, and they wanted to take a quick look, but we're all good.
Last drive, you guys, it just seemed like you were very under control. There was no rushing, there was no panic. Kind of take us through what it's like in that situation.
Yeah, relying on each other. Put put in something this week, and we ran it there at the last drive with B. Cooks running down to the post. Saw a look, and we executed it. It felt good to know we have all three timeouts. We had enough time on the clock to run our offense. There was no panic, no rush.
Cooks obviously joined this team partway through. Could you tell us a little bit about just your relationship with him as it's progressed to this point since he got to the team?
Yeah, it's been awesome. A true pro's pro. Does everything the right way. He's always in the building. He's always learning. Always on the sideline getting extra catches. Just does everything the right way. And then he's a hell of a teammate. We love having him here.
Josh, what is it like watching Trey tip that pass at the end?
It was awesome. Again, a guy that's been under a lot of scrutiny throughout, the last couple of years, and to get him back and to get him back in a Bills uniform and making plays for us when we need it the most, that's Trey.
Josh, you talk about how this team is battle-tested, has gone through adversity this season. How do you feel like that maybe manifested itself in the way that fourth quarter played out?
Yeah, to have the wherewithal to, again, not blink. And I think that's just the mantra that we've adopted this year of, if we've got time left and we got the ball, we got a shot. And you saw that there today.
Josh, kind of felt like this was a little bit of a microcosm of the season, right? Like, you guys are down late, you need to do something, you do. How much did that help you guys prepare for this moment?
A lot. We feel like we've been in situations like this, and now every game presents itself in a different way. But to understand the moment, to not ride the wave, again, that was stuff that we've learned throughout the entire season. We were able to utilize that and use it today.
How was it to this field with the pressure of each game and having to come back out after the Jaguars took the lead? What was the feeling of the team coming back onto the field?
Do your job. That's it.
This will be the most cliche question I ever asked, but this was kind of the definition of complimentary football, right? The fourth down stop, the defense got early. At the end of it, was this like the quintessential complimentary game?
100%, no turnovers on offense. I know we had a rare one on special teams. Even the first drive, though, getting the ball backed up, getting a few first downs, being able to flip the field, our defense making a huge stop on fourth down near the goal line. And then again, just finding opportunities and being able to punch the ball in the end zone, and we did that today.
Can you take us through the sequence of punching it in on that, where it's an 11-yard tush-push, which might be a record if it comes through, and then maybe the confusion, do you want to score here, maybe it's okay that we didn't score, I mean, what's going through that whole thing?
Standing right here, right now, we did the right thing.
Which was?
Score.
You wanted the touchdown there, not you taking the time off clock, all that stuff, right?
Hindsight's 20/20, but at the end of the day, We got it done, and that's all that matters.
Josh, what is it like when you are in that pile of people? I remember Connor McGovern telling me once, it's just a lot of groans and weird noises. When you're the guy with the ball, what is happening around you, and what's going through your head?
Yeah, sometimes you don't really know what's going on. My feet are kind of off the ground, and you really can't do anything. So just in that moment, just holding on to the football as tight as I can.
Scored on. Did you feel like they might have let you go in there because they wanted the ball back? It was pretty easy for you.
But again, you sit there, you can say, hey, let's take a knee, you lose some yards, and you don't score there, then now you're kicking yourself for not scoring earlier. So, again, we did what we thought was right, and it turned out to be.
The reason we're asking is because it was in retrospect, kind of funny to watch, 11-yard touch push. Osiris is, dragging you in there. Are you trying to go down, at some point, or?
I'm not thinking about that. My job is to help get the ball in the end zone, and that's all I was trying to do.
A lot of your pass catchers made plays. When you went to Shakir, he caught a ball. What did he mean to you today?
That's Khalil Shakir. To have that reliability, to have that safety valve, if you will. He's tough as nails, just continues to do his job, and he finds himself in big spots, and he makes the plays for us, and that's because of how hard he works and how much he loves his teammates.
Josh, apologies if you've been asked this, but what happened on the play where you came up limping a little bit, and where is that? What is that?
The one in the touchdown?
Yeah.
He just got rolled up a little bit. Sometimes those get a little funky when you got a lot of big dudes at your feet. So, yeah, but we're good.
You guys won so many games off James's rushing. Today that wasn't happening. Was there a point in the game where you felt like the opportunities were going to have to be through the air?
Yeah. Again, we tried to continue to do it, and that's a really good defense, a good run defense especially. And we know that moving forward we're gonna need to rely on James. And sometimes it's the product of who you play, and we just found a way to win. I guess.
We'll have Cole Bishop in here shortly.
Josh Allen and the Bills survive the wild card tussle with Jacksonville and win their first road playoff game in almost 33 years. 33 years minus like 6 days. 27-24 today. That was Josh Allen, who again took a beating today, but survived it and always seems to be able to come out, well, smiling at the end of it somehow. Most interesting quote was when asked about the Bills sort of with Allen powering in from the one after the extended quarterback sneak that took them to the 1 yard line. He said, standing here right now, we did the right thing, which right. by the way means yikes.
yeah.
But he didn't say yikes. I'm saying yikes.
I was debating with friends about kneeling and like, could you kneel? You don't want to give up ground, but they're not trying to tackle you. You could just like, you know, kneel right at the line of scrimmage, basically, maybe. And as that text thread was going, the interception happened. I'm like, oh, okay. It's all's well that ends well.
I mean, right. If it worked, you were right. But whew.
Holy cow.
You have to just go down once. You're inside the one.
Yeah.
And you can take that clock down as far as you want. Jacksonville has no control over it. Take it to 30 seconds. And then, I mean, who wins the game if the Bills are at the inside the one-yard line on second and goal with timeouts and 30 seconds left with that guy? Josh Allen was dog enough. Trevor Lawrence, maybe I'm being too harsh, was not. The sequence in the second quarter when they had the fourth and two from the nine and he ends up, the play gets overturned and he's short.
Yep.
There's just too much of that from him for me. You know, like especially when he's on the same field as Allen, where like he's 6'6", 240, but never gives you, well, yep. I guess me, the sense that he's just going to go through you. And, you know, he's not playing with four injuries, as far as
yeah,
we know.
Yeah, I think this is fair. I think there's time to protect yourself because you're the franchise quarterback, and there's time to go head first, and you get the mark that way, right? That's how it works. Like, if you slide, they tell you where the ball was when you started to slide, and if you dive, you get that yardage. I thought the same thing about Allen on the one that preceded. Like, there was one late in this drive that won them the game where he slid and they ended up being a little short that I thought kind of the same thing. Like, just, you know, you're Josh Allen. Go just dive. Let them get a late hit for diving on you. But whatever, nonetheless. Yeah, Lawrence, the mistakes, you know, early, I mean, that ball was right to Shaq Thompson in the first half. And then, you know, this one late is, you know, tipped by Tre'Davious White. Great coverage, and Bishop is there.
But you can't throw that pass.
To make the play, right.
It's a minute to go, and you have the world's longest kicker. You need 25 yards. Like, you cannot force one with a minute left in that situation. I mean, there should be go run to the sideline. I mean, just, I mean, right. easy from here, but.
First play of the drive. Right?
First play of the drive. You right. cannot force a pass inside for 8 yards. Well, aren't we spoiled? The Bills on to the divisional round, 27-24. Let's get you the Skyworks equipment rental stats of the game. Skyworks building America from the ground up.
Josh Allen on the day, 28 of 35 passing, 273 yards, one touchdown, 11 carries for 33 yards, two tush-push-esque, right? Was the first one? No, the first one was more like a draw, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever, two rushing scores. James Cook on the day, very modest. I did not like the Bills' chances of getting a win in this game without getting the ground game off, but it did not get off at all. 15 for 46 for Cook, and those are the only two ball carriers for the Bills. Passing-wise, or I should say receiving-wise, Khalil Shakir,
big.
12 receptions on 12 targets for 82 yards. Cooks with the big 36-yarder on the game-winning drive, 3 for 58 is his total. And Keon Coleman had one big reception early in the game for 36 yards. Knox, Kincaid had their little chip-ins with 3 each. As far as Lawrence goes, 18 of 30 for 207, 3 passing touchdowns, but the 2 picks. ETN on the ground, 10 for 67. Tootin, 4 for 51. It's another one of these games where getting run over on the ground, 154 yards rushing for Jacksonville, but the Bills escape.
Not only very little from James Cook, but almost nothing from Kincaid either. Like the two guys I think most of us circled as important in their offense didn't do a lot, and the Bills score 27 points anyway and survive in Jacksonville. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Sean McDermott's postgame press conference still to come. It will be presented by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. We'll look for your calls too, 803-0550 here in the 716 area code. That's also ahead. Let's take a break first. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Lawrence back to pass, looking on an in-breaker. Broken up and intercepted! Picked off by Cole Bishop! Game, set, match! Buffalo's gonna win the wild card game here in Jacksonville!
That is our New Era signature play of the game, brought to you by New Era Cap, the official cap of Josh Allen and the NFL. Bishop with the interception off of the tight coverage from Tre'Davious White. We will be getting to your phone calls here momentarily. We're also waiting for Sean McDermott's postgame news conference. But when we get around to getting our ServPro first response from the fans, we want you to know that that is brought to you by ServPro Cleaning, Restoration, and Construction. Like it never even happened. Get your quote now at ServPro.com.
Why wouldn't it be? If it's named the ServPro first response, why wouldn't it be sponsored by ServPro, Bulldog? I mean, that's...
It was
clear. I mean, that's
sloppily.
No, you did it exactly like it was written.
Well, that's,
I thought it was great,
right,
but I had to have questions anyway.
Yeah.
The Bills will face either Houston, Pittsburgh, or Denver next weekend. I think if it's Denver, which would happen if New England, who is favored, wins tonight, that would probably be on Saturday, because they wouldn't want to take the Houston-Pittsburgh winner from Monday night to Saturday.
Right.
So I think probably best guess is who you play determines when you play next week. Either Denver on Saturday or tomorrow night's winner on Sunday. Agree?
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yep, I do.
All right. Well, that's settled.
I cannot see the league, as unfair as they often are and how ridiculous some of the scheduling can be. I think taking the teams from tomorrow night into Saturday would be just, it's the playoffs. You can't do that to somebody.
Yeah. That's how I feel, too. All right.
I say can't. You shouldn't. I hope they respect that.
It's the first time this Monday night wild card game has been an AFC game since they've installed it. So first time around for this. But, yeah, I mean, how does it feel right now? This is the first AFC playoff game of the weekend. So we don't have any results to draw from yet. We'll see what happens tonight. I'm thinking of Sal joining us during the week. Like, how much is on the line here if the Bills were to lose versus how nice it'll be to watch tonight's game and be able to ruminate on, the possibilities.
Right. I've got plans with friends to come over when we're done with this show, and that would not be happening if they'd lost the game. It would not have happened.
No,
nobody
everything's
would be
canceled.
In the mood for that. Now, okay, let's watch the Chargers and the Patriots. Let's go.
Everything's canceled, including you and I would have wrapped by now, I think, because just the nonsense that would have ensued. But this was precarious today. Jacksonville gave them a game. I just don't think there was enough Trevor Lawrence versus Allen when it really mattered. Just like whether that's a run, decision-making, a certain throw or two. He got Parker Washington back for Jacksonville's sake in this game, because the rule is, of course, no one is concussed in the playoffs. Everybody comes back. So Allen, Washington, whoever else, shake it off. You're back on the field. And he made a few plays for them.
Oh, yeah.
You got the one from Brian Thomas early in the game where he's just sort of standing still for the first touchdown against Trey White. But I just didn't think there was, for Jacksonville's chances in the end, enough Lawrence to get home. But, that's enough about them, I guess. 803-0550, Sean McDermott, as soon as he's ready, that's how this works. Let's go to Shane next. Hi, Shane.
Hey, Mike and Chris, thanks for taking my call. Great Bills win today. I just want to talk about the kicking game. All I heard going into this game was about Cam Little, about how he was this great kicker. Well, this guy missed a 54-yard field goal going into the half. And Matt Prater, this guy was absolute dynamite today. This guy went 2-for-2 on field goals, 3-for-3 on extra points. So I feel like that we had the edge in the kicking game.
Okay, yes, that worked out.
It
turned out, I wasn't, who knows? That's why every time we talked about it, I wanted to say, like, I don't know how he actually feels. But I thought it was maybe an unnecessary risk to roll into Jacksonville with Prater.
Well, he felt, they didn't have him doing kickoffs.
That's right.
So there was that. I mean, they were, at least were protecting him enough to do that, to have him not do that. Excuse me, have Wisnowski do the kickoffs.
Yeah, that was the first thing we saw today.
Right.
Was the opening kickoff. Like, that's the punter. So there was something, but they lined up first points of the game. The Bills lined up from 45, delay of game, back to 50, nailed it. So that could take the pressure off,
And to the punter's credit, that last kickoff was just about perfect. You do not want them at the 35. Right, you obviously don't want them at the 40, so you don't want it out of bounds or short of the landing zone, and that was like right about to the 2-yard line.
Yep.
And that, as it turned out, it was only one play and they were, it was over. But still, like you did as good a job on that kick as you could have for someone who hasn't been kicking off all year.
No, that's right. Just still in this, almost in the same way that as a Bills fan, you're watching that late sequence with the Bills having the ball. Like, no, take your time. Take a knee. This is good. We don't need to score right away. Jacksonville, this is what you know, bad teams just not that I don't say I don't mean to say they're bad, but this is what certain teams just don't figure out, or quarterbacks don't figure out, is that pass to Myers that was intercepted. Just you cannot, like, just throw it away if it's even close. Because really, with that kicker that they have, you need what? You need 30 yards, maybe, to have
a
realistic
midfield. Not even, maybe even your own 45.
Yes, yes.
And you're kicking with a reasonable chance, not like desperation. Oh well, there's no other alternative, we'll just try it. Like, that's like the guy's got the leg to make that kick,
right? And they never found out. You just wasted it. Here's Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good, Joe.
I just want to talk about a little bit. Basically, in the beginning of the season, I recall Brandon Bean talking about how we have a great receiving core. We have a core that can win championship games. And time after time, and even in this game, thankfully, it worked out in our favor. We had some receivers make some big plays, get open. Josh throwing the ball great. But I feel like we could have done a lot better at getting open. I feel like he doesn't have really anybody to throw to. And when we do, there's just they're very close throws. There's not a ton of separation. And, I mean, it's just so hard to watch our amazing quarterback with an amazing arm and accuracy, at least in the late couple games here, not being able to use that arm as much as he has been able to in previous seasons. You guys have anything on that? What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, it's been flogged like crazy, and if they had lost this game, I think we would be talking a lot about it. But they did get a couple of plays.
Didn't take long anyway.
On busts, right? The Coleman play for 36. They were both 36-yard plays, were they not?
Yes.
Coleman's in the first half, and then Cooks in the second half. And that throw from Allen on the Cooks play, I don't know if you caught it because, you know, there's your emotions and it's exciting. But Romo, I thought, did a great job of explaining, like, just what that throw was. The blitzer in his face and off the back foot. I mean, you could be hard on a guy for not leading him, and it could have been an easy touchdown, which you really didn't want anyway, right? You wanted the clock to run. But to get that ball to Cooks at all off his back foot without even being able to really step into it really was impressive.
Right on. Yes, it didn't take long for the subject to come up anyway in here, even when they won the game. But, right, free rusher and Allen. I mean, what can you say about him? It's the foot coming in. He gets his helmet ripped off pretty good early in the game. Of course, he's going to continue because it's the playoffs, or it's Allen, or both. Then it's the knee, right? I mean, just...
The hand was in between the head and the knee.
Did that ever really show that it bothered him?
I don't think
so. He shook his hand a lot. But
Romo kept saying it was going to, and maybe even eventually later in the game, but he was sharp down the stretch in this game, Allen. So, yeah, I mean, a big, big-time dog show-up performance from him. And I mean dog in a complimentary way.
Good dog, yeah.
To get, you know, that's his first fourth-quarter comeback in the playoffs. He's got a boatload of them in the regular season, but he got them down there and got them in. So, great job. And then, you know, the defense did their part, too. Was it Friday? We were talking on our Buffalo show, Mike, about do you want the ball or do you want to be, you know, you want the ball and be trailing or do you want the lead and being protected, you know?
Yeah.
We kind of had both. I mean, the Bills were down at the two-minute warning, but they took the lead and then had to hang on and got the big defensive stop.
It was one of these shows. We're both doing so many. Were you and I ever on in, like, Bismarck this week? Maybe it was on in Bismarck. At some point, yes, we did have a conversation about that. But tremendous effort from him. No surprise. Let's go to Dan next. Hi, Dan.
Hey, great win, guys. We're not going to change the roster. I absolutely get it. A win is a win. It's about one game at a time. But just to have something fun to talk about, the anemic pass rush, man, I hope we can hold it together. We've tried blitzes. We've tried different alignments.
Dan, we got to go. Here's Sean McDermott.
Man, great win. Great team win on the road. Glory to God. Man, just an incredible team effort. Great win for the organization. Great win for everybody back home. And for all those that came down here and supported us, Bills Mafia, man, we heard you. We really appreciate it. Really do. Just tough, tough, tough football team. Guys, some of the guys went down. Some guys stepped in, did a phenomenal job. Nobody blinked. Kept our composure all the way through the game, which we knew was going to be a challenge coming down here against a really good football team that's talented and well-coached. And and we saw it through. So guys stood firm, and you know, they made the plays. We made the plays we needed to make, and it was a great way to end the game right there. So good to see kind of Trey, right, in 2017 and what he's now doing for us, and then Cole, kind of the other end of the youth movement here. So phenomenal play. So time is yours.
I mean,
it's probably a better question for Trey in terms of his journey, but if you just follow his journey from the time we got him, well, if you go back a step or two, you know, it was at the Rams, and you watch him from afar. Like, we're sitting in Buffalo, he goes from the Rams to Baltimore, and he ends up on, you know, the season with them. We end up playing him, and then to get him back, and you just think about, I mean, when he came back, he still wasn't really Trey, because he was working through two major injuries, and yet in Trey's fashion, there's nobody that works harder, and he's gotten himself back now to where he is. He's playing really good football, and credit to him and the work that he's put in, and our medical team as well. Just overall, he's just as good as there is in terms of his determination, his heart, and his really resilient nature.
You think about his journey back to this moment, and just a minute ago in there, he wanted no part of the conversation about himself. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, you look back in 2017, and the word that we had gotten about him was, you know, he was one of the true leaders on that team. In college, I'm talking about, right? And so the intangibles, right? You can build a team with, you know, said people and this and that, but it's about intangibles and toughness and how that those intangibles and toughness fit into an overall vision for a team and the culture of a team. And there's, in my estimation, no substitute for toughness.
John, along those lines, intangibles and toughness, I mean, I think those words probably describe your quarterback about as well as any two. First, the toughness to, you know, he's in the sideline medical tent a couple of times in the first half, to come back from that and then to lead the drives when you needed to have it at the end of the game. What did you think of it?
Well, it trickles down from him in terms of the team's toughness. I mean, he's when your quarterback's that type of warrior, that type of competitor, it just, like I said, from a leadership standpoint, it just goes through the whole team. And we got to get him as healthy as we can, though, for next week. So it's not something we take lightly. And I did think overall that, you know, he took some hits today, but there was also times where we protected him well. And I think he got registered three. They had three hits and one sack. So credit to the O-line on that.
Coach, the fourth down play in the first half, you know, the Lawrence carry from on fourth and two. Usually you don't get the benefit of the doubt on those reviews for spotting the ball. What made you feel like it was worth doing, and was it the magnitude of that play that convinced you it was worth the risk?
Yeah, it was a great job by the guys up top. You know, and then the magnitude of the play, it was close, we felt like, and I felt like it was worth the challenge at that point from a fourth down situation.
Did you get an explanation at the end of the first half? It certainly looked like the clock was at zero. Was there any explanation given?
No, other than they felt like it wasn't, and that they had one of our players offsides there.
Sean, I know that you guys don't pay attention to the outside noise and things said, but all the talk about not winning a road playoff game, to be able to come here and win a road playoff game, what does that do for a team to galvanize them? And is it something that you guys made sure of to say, hey, let's put that to rest?
I mean, yes and no. We were aware of what some of the talk was, but at the end of the day, the game's decided between the white lines, and our guys knew that. They knew we were going to go up against a heck of a football team today. And a well-coached football team. I mean, were they 8-1 over the last 9 or 7-1 over the last 8? And pretty healthy team overall, so which we've been battling through injuries the entirety of the season, so our guy, including today. So our guys are tough, resilient, and, you know, there's a lot that we need to work on, though, too, as we go back to work this week. But, you know, couldn't be more proud of the guys and the entire team and coaching staff as well, and what they did to stick with it. I thought the offense in the second half was really good, and then the defense made the stop at the end to get us the win. So Special teams did some good things as well, baked in there, but plenty to work on still as we move forward.
On a day where your running game wasn't rolling, to be able to win offensively in a different way, how big is that for this group?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be a two-dimensional offense. You guys know we talk about that quite a bit, and you got to be able to pivot if the run game isn't working. I thought Joe did a really good job in that regard at times, and you know, the hitting the strike down in the middle to Cooksey there, huge play, and you know, we made the plays that we needed to make when we needed to make them, and I think that's really the story behind it.
Sean, when you look at your regular season, it would be great if everything was smooth, but it doesn't work that way. How much did that prepare you for a day like today when having to come back from stuff and keep moving forward?
Yeah, it builds character. I mean, you go into every season, you're hoping and praying that there's no adversity, but, I mean, we've all been around this long enough to know that there's going to be adversity. It's just a matter of what form it comes and how big it is, and we've really been dealing with it, you know, quite a bit of the year, and I think you learn from it, and the team does, and because you got some young guys who've never been through it. And, you know, the college game is somewhat different. The journey of a season is long in the NFL, and especially if you're into the playoffs. So this is a good kind of experience for our young guys to see the crowd and how ready you gotta be this time of year in particular.
What did you see from your defensive players as they prepared to get on the field for that last drive and the execution
to get that slot. The defensive staff was, I was clicking over back and forth between the offense and the defense while we had the ball on offense. And, you know, they were doing a really good job of communicating and making sure everyone was on the same page, because that was going to be important that, you know, from a communication standpoint, they had no timeouts, they were going to be on the ball. So that was the start of it.
Was there any conversation about right before the final touchdown about kneeling or trying to take more time off the clock before that one?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, we know from a game management standpoint that they have a phenomenal field goal kicker and can hit from, what, he hit from 68 or something like that last week or whenever it was. So, like I said, I went out in pregame and thought about not going out so I wouldn't get, you know, in awe of how strong, I mean, the guy's kicking it from East Aurora, basically, you know, which is in Buffalo, for all those that you don't know. So, Western New York, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I mean, we knew that it was going to be tight. We practiced those situations, though, when you only can really give up X amount of yards, and if he uncorks a 70-yard field goal, I mean, that really only left us a few yards right there. So, when Bobby knew it, did a great job, players executed. That's what it really came down to, is great execution. I mean, that it seems like that's where the game's going. If you look at, you know, around the league, there's a few of these guys that can just unload kicks from all over the place, right? And punters as well. So I don't know. I don't know what they're eating or anything, but.
Well, related, what was your thought on Matt Prater and heading into the game? The decision to go with him and the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about resilient. Here's a guy that really couldn't finish the game last week. He has the week he has. The look in his eye was phenomenal. I mean, when your kicker's tough, that says a lot too. Your punter, I mean, Mitch has had to take over his Matt's kickoff duties, and there was no flinching there either. So Reed does a good job of you know, from those are three veteran players right there that have been around a little bit, been around the block, but man, their toughness also rises to the surface.
Was that the plan going into the game with Mitch handling kickoffs, or did something happen pregame to Matt?
No, that was the plan, yeah.
The scene at Josh's locker is kind of consistent over the last month or two. I mean, he's taken a lot of punishment, did again today. How's he doing this?
What was the scene?
He's kind of sitting there kind of looking like he'd just been in the battle.
Because he has. I mean, he's a warrior, and you know, everybody, that's the name of the game, is you got a quarterback, they're going to want to hit the quarterback, they're going to want to affect the quarterback. They got a great defensive line over there that rushes well, and a couple first-round picks at least. So Matt Edwards over there does a great job. And, you know, so, but you go back to, let's just go back to the, we can talk about the result, but what leads us to the result and the process of the preparation and the hard work during the week and getting your rest and all those things, because rest is not easy this time of year, but it's important. And so that process, that preparation piece is what led us to the result today.
Sean, you mentioned resilience a few times. Chet Thompson comes in after playing only six games in the last 2 years before coming to Buffalo.
interception early in the game, obviously the tackle on Trevor Lawrence. What has he meant to this defense?
Yeah, that play was huge. You know, TB has done a great job for us. Unfortunately, TB's been banged up, right? So what if we didn't have Shaq? So that piece is important for us, and it's the play that he made came up during the week. I believe it was a very similar play, at least, to the play we ran during practice, and we ran it over again, and it showed up today, at least in some form or structure, and he picked it off, which is, again, you go back to practice and the preparation, and I know that sounds like coach speak, but there's value to practice and doing things the right way during the week.
What were you going through in that last bit? Because you've been in that situation so many times. What was going through your head after he scores? You got 1 minute to protect it, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, I really honestly wanted to try and bleed the clock down if we could, but it's like, okay, what plays that you have that do that? You want to take a knee. I mean, we could go through this for probably about an hour and talk about this. You take a knee, you're back. I mean, the ball's inside the one. By the time we take the snap and even just knee it, then you're like, okay, run the clock down to, 30 seconds, 28, whatever. So we're talking about these things, and I'm going, man, I know who they have on that side of the ball, at a minimum, starting with the place kicker. And so we're like, all right, let's not get cute. Let's just go win this thing, put our defense out there. And they did. They executed at a high level. So, and a lot of prayers, too. They helped.
Any update on Gabe or Jordan?
No, nothing for you at this point.
Okay. Right. Hey, Sean. Come on, Jared.
Thank goodness McDermott got a second question about that goal to go. The first one, he gave a bunch of reasons why they should have kneeled it.
In the second, salad, he didn't answer it.
He told you why it was maybe a reasonable idea. And the second time around, he's like, all right, well, here's why. And say what you want. They won the game. We're always sort of everywhere with McDermott. But he wanted his defense to win it. You know, like it was more, let's just score and see what happens. And, you know, that worked out. 27-24, Bills over the Jaguars in the wild card game. First Bills road playoff win since January of 1993. Bulldog, by the way, we cut the caller off who was talking when McDermott, you know, sat down for his press conference. Anything on the pass rush? I thought they got decent pressure.
I thought they did at times, too, but they did resort to blitzing a good amount, which isn't a shock. This team has not had a great four-man rush, so they often do end up resorting to that. I really thought both quarterbacks today had, even though Allen got banged up more than Lawrence did, that was mostly on him running. Both quarterbacks, to me, had enough time to really operate. Neither side really. I think each team had one sack. I don't know what the pressure totals would be, but I'll bet it's not more than a half a dozen for each team, if that. It was a pretty low event game in that respect, as far as like harried quarterbacks, that they were able to do what they needed to do mostly.
The Bills will face either Houston, Pittsburgh, or Denver. We'll run through scenarios again next hour. In the ongoing game, Philadelphia has just scored to give itself an extra point, chance for a tie in the first quarter with San Francisco. DeMarcus Robinson, an early big catch and then a touchdown catch for the Niners. They missed the extra point here. Dallas Goedert, a touchdown run from in close for Philadelphia. Extra point, no good. Niners 7, Eagles 6 in the first quarter in Philadelphia. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Back to your calls next. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Here's the snap. Back to pass, blitz coming. Allen has to throw it down the far side. He's got Cooks, who's got it at the 20-yard line. Allen beats the blitz for a big play as the Bills are in the Relax red zone. Relax, we got this.
Our Eye on the Quarterback is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. Quickly again on Allen's afternoon in Jacksonville, 28 of 35 passing, 273 yards, one passing touchdown. He scored two rushing touchdowns on 11 carries for 33 yards. Just a horse today.
Two rushing touchdowns with four injuries. What a shock. Right. Receiving wise, like it was early and often Shakir. Still, like, you know, you don't get, you can, you sometimes do get sort of a catch and run, like a big play
out of him. But in this game, it's more sort of the usual 12 for 82. No one else caught more than three. Yeah. I mean, well, Kincaid was three, gets the touchdown. That's big. Shavers goes out. It was mostly the usual, but today I think he didn't break anything off of those tunnel screens or those throws into the flat, but early in the game, they might have been like 3 for 35 yards on those. You know, they were effective. Not game breaking, but also not, you know, oh my God, why do you always call that play? I don't know. Well, they call that play because sometimes it does work. And today it was pretty effective, I think. Yeah. You know, I don't love it. It's not my favorite idea either, but it does work sometimes. Today was a good day for that play. It does. It does. 27-24 Bills, their first ever postseason win against Jacksonville, by the way, and first road playoff win since the AFC Championship in the 1992 season. I mean, we watched it. Bulldog and I have been here a while. We watched that game. I didn't go to it, but I'm aware of it, that game against Miami. Kelly and Marino replaced by Josh Allen. And, you know, this team has been good enough to deserve that. They've been at home in this first round every year for 5 years. Right. These have been, you know, big favorite sort of home games. This year was different. And with that, we wait to find out where they're going. They did end up being an underdog by the time kickoff rolled around. They did. Right? Did they get to 1.5? Yeah. Even maybe 2. It flipped yesterday. Yeah. And then I think I saw 2 about an hour before kickoff today. Jacksonville favored. Sorry, did the total move at all? Because I think 51 ended up the total, right? So it would have just missed if it was 52.5 or something, I think. It was right there. Yep. And it's another game where Jacksonville played and the total was 49 or higher and they lost. It's 26 in a row. 1-26 all time. Total 49 or higher, Jacksonville in the game. Kind of a weird, fun thing. Let's go to, I think it's fun. I mean, Jacksonville probably doesn't think it's fun. Jacob is next. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've actually been on hold since before they cut to Coach McDermott, which is amazing because I called to talk about Trey. Vintage day. Like, you know, just it feels like the guy's home. He's always been one of my favorite Bills. And 3 different pass breakups with the last one going right to Bishop. Like, that's what he's always been, just like technician. Those breakups were all just perfect positioning with the arm right where it needed to be. Just felt really good. You know, like, I know he's had his low points this year, but feels better when that guy's making plays for the Bills.
He had some low points maybe earlier in the year. I think he's been playing pretty well for a couple of months maybe. So, but I do think fitting, you know, that's McDermott's first ever draft pick, and the defense comes through in a playoff spot here to get them a stop, and White is right in the middle of it. So I'm sure it feels pretty good for both of those guys. Let's go to Max next. Hi, Max.
Hey, how's it going? I'm just calling because I saw that Gabe Davis went down today, and the Bills are already so thin at receiver. So the question has to be, what do we do next? Because we lose Palmer, we lose Davis. Those are our 2 big play guys at any minute. So do you think they pick someone up at, like, during the week, elevate someone from practice squad? What are we going to do to kind of fill that void?
Well, I would bet Davis, that looked so severe there. I'd be stunned if he doesn't end up on IR, and I think Mecole Hardman is the next man up. And so, yeah, maybe they'll grab a guy to throw on the practice squad to replace Mecole Hardman, but I would think Hardman is the next man up, and he gets on the roster now instead of being a practice squad call-up. That's my guess. It's an interesting one. I mean, even Shavers got hurt. He went back in. Yep. But isn't this something? I mean, the conversation is always about, do they have a game changer at receiver? And okay, well, they don't. And without one, it's not for a lack of trying, the Bills. Like, they've brought in all these different receivers over the last couple of years to see if maybe there's a fit. There probably are. Who is it? I don't know right now. But there probably are available players that maybe, like, if Davis goes to IR, that they end up bringing in, almost like they were doing with kickers. But damn, I mean, right now it's Brandon Cooks. This is just like it in a microcosm. Brandon Cooks is
super important.
Right. Right.
And it's just like, who is he? Where did he come from? I go on these shows, and sometimes they're fantasy shows, and they want to know, like, who's the Bills' pass catcher? And I'm always, like, flummoxed by that, because I don't know. Like, there isn't anybody, I guess Shakir, but even, like, stat-wise, today's okay. It's not good. It's, you know, it's a good day. He had a good day.
It's good. It's not great. It's not game break. It's not, no. Like, number one receiver guy.
He's like a running back who doesn't score a touchdown in terms of, like, fantasy points. So, I don't know. Who do you want me to say here? And then now we're into the second round of the playoffs again, and I don't know. Like, is it Shakir? Is it Kincaid? He scored in this game. There was that one play. Boy, you've seen that the Bills run that play so many times. Like, there's a certain look to it where Allen takes that snap and he starts to turn his shoulder to the left and throw to the left. Like, this is a touchdown. I don't know who's over there, but this is gonna work.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, there are the tight ends. Shakir, of course. Cooks. Coleman had a couple. Today, like, that's kind of right. It.
Yeah, the Kincaid touchdown, there was a play yesterday that was very similar. Went for longer yardage. I don't remember if it was the Bears or the Packers or the Rams. All I know is that it definitely wasn't the Panthers. Where they faked, like, basically that play. Because that Kincaid touchdown is a fake to Shakir in the left flat. Like, yeah. Why do they run that play all the time? Well, there's page two of why they run that play all the time. Because they got an open look for a touchdown off of it by pretending to do it. And there was a play just like that tripped a wire for me last night. But like I said, I just don't remember which team it was that did it. But I thought, boy, we could use that tomorrow. And there it was.
It's funny to think it could have even been Carolina. You know? They did some things.
I just know it wasn't.
Oh, no, yeah, sure. But they did things, Carolina. Not enough things. Eddie is with us now. Hello.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking the call. Talk about trip the wire. How about we trip the whole Bills haven't won a road playoff game? Let's trip the wire on the Bills having to come back with, you know, the chance to take the game and win it. I just think I have no problem giving McDermott gruff because he deserves it.
Guff,
but today
is the word you want there. Guff.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Guff is the word you wanted there, but
thank you for the correction.
Continue. Yes.
Thank you so much. I think McDermott deserves credit when credit is due, and when you stop a wagon, a team that has been on a historically amazing offensive juggernaut run over the past 8 weeks, what was it, 10 points after two quarters? I mean, our defense isn't supposed to be the strength of the team, and that's McDermott, in my opinion, and Babich. But yeah. I have to give credit where credit's due. And I just think that McDermott has this team locked in and ready to play. And they're not going to win every game. But they're going to be ready to win every game.
They'd better win every game now.
Right, well, I know. They better win every game
now. Or else what?
No game matters except the last game of the year. I know your philosophy. But every game leading up to it matters or you don't get a last game. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. More post-game coverage coming up. Bills over the Jaguars in a thriller. Right, Bulldog? Is that stretching?
That was a thriller, yes. That was when you're screaming at your television as the offensive line is carrying the quarterback into the end zone and you're screaming, don't score, don't score, don't score, I think the game's a thriller.
One way to measure it.
That's one way to measure it, and yes. that is effective. I mean, I think that's inarguable. I'm desperately begging you not to score.
You're holding on to that. Getting connected with the fans, powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. We'll be right back. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Here's the snap. Back to pass. Has time. Deep over the middle. And It's incomplete. Broken up by Tre'Davious White. It was intended for the tight end again, and it's broken up, and the field goal unit will come on.
Trey White, including and quintessentially his pass breakup on Jacksonville's last offensive play, which turned into a Cole Bishop interception, was sharp today. Bills over the Jaguars, 27-24. Let's be more specific on just what happens next, because not everybody knows what this is. So if the Chargers beat New England tonight in an upset, but not a huge upset, they're 3.5-point underdogs, the Chargers will go to Denver and the Bills will visit the winner of tomorrow night's game, Houston at Pittsburgh. Houston favored by about a field goal there. If New England wins, New England gets that game's winner and the Bills go to Denver. And that would eliminate any possibility of another home game.
The only team left the Bills can't possibly play is New England.
Not next week. Right.
Right.
They can't play them next week.
Right.
But Patriots win, you're going to Denver. Chargers pull the upset tonight, you get tomorrow night's winner. That's what it is.
That is so hot.
Yeah?
It is. It really is. The gift, I feel this way every year when the first playoff game is in the rearview mirror, and the Bills have been fortunate since 2019 and the loss in Houston in the wild card round to win this game. And if it's early, like the first year, wasn't it Saturday against Indianapolis? Then you've got the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. Year two is Saturday night, maybe, with Baltimore? And then you've got the next day. It's great to just have it laid out for you. It's the same year against Indianapolis.
Right. So what you needed that the COVID year after the Colts game was there was a Cleveland-Pittsburgh game, and maybe Pittsburgh was the two, and you're the three, maybe? And so Cleveland pulls the upset, and then you get the Ravens. That's when we found that out that Sunday night when Cleveland beat Pittsburgh. It's very exciting to not know.
It's great. So, I mean, you know, greedily, not so much matchup-wise. I mean, I don't know. It depends, I guess, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night. But I hope it just goes into tomorrow. You know, like you get the – because the upset tonight also keeps the idea of playing at home in the window.
Yep,
for the championship game, if the Chargers win a second game, like if they go to Denver and win and you take care of Pittsburgh or Houston, then guess what? You're hosting the AFC title game.
Bills fans mostly will be very confident if it ends up at Pittsburgh. I think it's not too hard to talk yourself into a win in Houston. And maybe Denver, how do you see the two? Is Denver the same? What's the worst case scenario? Is that Houston again? Or is that, again, like if it is the Texans, there would still be that possibility of the home game in the championship round. Houston versus Denver for you is what?
Boy, it's close. It's close.
Houston would be on the heels of a win tomorrow. Like that'd be a pretty good win.
And you've got the recent, this season, right? We haven't seen Denver, up close anyway, on the other side of the Bills anyway, since last year's playoffs, and the Bills hammered them in that game, but that game was here. Both teams are super stout on defense and I think kind of shaky on offense. So it's very similar. Maybe it comes down to outside in the weather and the altitude in Denver versus in the terror dome of Houston with the loud crowd and that pass rush. I have a very hard time differentiating the two. I think they're very similar teams to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because neither offense really scares me, but the defenses are super tough. I might think Stroud is the more talented quarterback, but I don't know. He's had sketchy times in playoff games before, or just in games in general, and so has Nick. So neither offense is really intimidating. It's just which defense do you think you can deal with?
Denver won in Houston this year, 18-15. C.J. Stroud was injured in that game and was not back before the Bills went to Houston, ended up losing on the Thursday night to Davis Mills and the Texans. Let's go to Andrew next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Andrew. We're waiting.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. We're waiting. Go ahead.
Oh, I'd like to just talk about the game this today. James Cook, only 46 yards, but the guy is the rushing leader in the NFL. And so for him to only get 46 yards today, I'm totally fine with that because he stayed the course. He allowed for the play-action pass to be something, and Josh Allen ended up stepping up in the end. I would have liked to see us knee the ball on the first down instead of trying to get the tush push in right away, but it's fine. It ended up working. And lastly, I want to talk about Sean McDermott. I was a senior in high school when we went 9-7 with Tyrod Taylor and made the playoffs. And ever since then, I've believed in the guy. I know people have doubted him, but he's gotten us to the playoffs so many times. And this might be our year to win the Super Bowl. If it's not, I think we got to stay the course with him and keep moving forward with Allen and McDermott.
Okay, thanks. Interesting that no other Bills running back got a rush in this game besides Cook. They did throw one pass to Frank Gore Jr. early. Davis,
looked like he might have been hurt on the fumble on the kickoff return, but no. And also, you know, no Ty Johnson, of course. So a little bit up in the air for next week, but, you know, sure. Cook, 15 for 46, 2 catches for 5 yards. I would not. If you had told me any day leading up to this game that that's his rushing total on the game, I would not have liked the Bills' chances to get the amount of points they got. I would not have liked them to win the game, period. And they found a way. I mean, they got a couple of big chunk plays, one from Coleman, one from Cooks, and Allen kind of did the rest. Here's Pete next. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Joe Bulldog. I appreciate y'all taking my phone call.
Thanks for calling, Pete.
Yeah, man. It's nice talking to y'all after a win. Obviously, first time road win since 1992. I think I was 7 years old. Not that I want to get negative, but I do have a question in regards to game theory. When we had the ball, when Jacksonville had no timeouts left, talking about the previous caller, we had the ball at the 1 yard line with a minute and 10 seconds left, first and goal. It's hard to believe that I just can't process the fact that we didn't, Josh Allen couldn't take a knee, not a knee, but go up and take a knee and shave 40 seconds off the clock. Instead, we scored and gave Trevor Lawrence over a minute left to go down the field. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Like, do you guys understand what I'm saying here? Like, that's,
of course. Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. Yeah. I don't know that it's completely ridiculous, but it's curious. It's the one thing from today that keeps you from saying McDermott had a perfect day or a great day, right? He had the early challenge that worked, and the defense came through at the end, but he sort of, the choice they made there made it so the defense had to come through, and they did. So, you know, all's well that ends well, yada, yada. But it was, I would have preferred you. I think there's a scenario where I agree with him. I wouldn't want to lose yards. I wouldn't want to kneel.
You shouldn't have to.
Right. If you believe they're going to let you score, which you should, then the hole's just there. So you can stop anywhere you want. And I don't think that's one of these things that's just easy to say from, you know, watching on TV. I really think you could have just stopped. He just followed whoever, you know, was it McGovern or David Edwards, whomever. He just followed someone in the end zone. Just stop. And, you know, I don't know, maybe they don't let you score on the next try because another 40 seconds have come off the clock. But so what? You're at the one-inch line. You're going to score. I think maybe that's easy for me to say. But I don't know. McDermott said we didn't want to get cute. And I don't think there would have been anything cute about doing that. I think it would have been smart.
I agree. I would have done the same thing. But it's a couple of things in fairness to McDermott. And I wonder if you had a poll of 100 Bills fans about this, if it wouldn't be close to 50-50. You know, quote, take the points. Minute left. Let's just play it out like the Bills did. It's also something you don't practice. Like, what is the play? If Jacksonville had decided to let Allen score, which they may have, I mean, that play was pretty smooth.
It certainly looked like they did.
Right. Then you could end up in sort of a weird thing where, like, Allen is what, face planting at the one or just sort of not kneeling because kneeling is bad because it's backwards. I don't know. Like, there's a little bit of an different flavor to it that I don't think means you shouldn't do it, but I think it makes sense that it's not surprising that they just plowed it in. Like, that's
you would need to run the play and just stop short. Again, you're not kneeling because kneeling is going to give up a yard and a half or even any you don't want to give up any ground, right? You're in like almost surefire touchdown position, but you should be able to get to that.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
That hole that was there and stop short and then hopefully do the tush push on the next play. The other factor that could have been on, could be on your mind, and I don't think it wasn't on mine at the time while I'm thinking this and I'm making the point that I was thinking this, but what if you get a false start or something, right?
Yeah,
now,
right.
Now you're right. I mean, anything can happen, right? A penalty, whatever, somebody, it's loud. So just get in there and, you know, okay, shame on me if they drive to field goal range and tie the game or even a winning score. But the penalty might be the biggest threat to the
Excellent point. Excellent point. That's, you know, if McDermott had mentioned that, it would have been a good reason for not doing what they did. But on the road, yeah, that's a great point. Bills over the Jaguars, 27-24. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for being with us. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. On to the second round, the Bills win a first-round or wild-card playoff game for the sixth year in a row, but for the first time in that stretch away from Orchard Park. 27-24, Bills over the Jaguars. Back-and-forth game, and that really kind of puts it mildly. This was, you know, a stress test, this game today.
Yeah. It was very tight, very low-scoring. Through the first half, really even into the fourth quarter. What was the score going into the fourth quarter? Maybe both teams only had one touchdown each going into the fourth quarter?
It was 13-10.
Okay. I mean, very tight. Very tight game.
It felt like an under throughout, and it almost wasn't.
Right.
27-24. If the Jaguars get one play on that last drive, then there's a field goal look and, you know, maybe overtime. Good for the Bills to avoid overtime where they've been pretty unlucky or just bad. Let's go to Pat next. Hi, Pat.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say it. At this point, a win is a win. The monkey's off the back for getting a road victory. I just want to say the physicality in the first half of Allen taking all these chances of getting bumped up was kind of like hold your breath and hold your chest. But I look at it this way. Your so-called experts on CBS and NFL Network took the Jags and all said flat out all week long, probably the winner of this game is going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Well, damn it, I'll take it, man, because that final score is on our side.
Well, not all of them did, but some of them did, right? I mean, the spread was 1 or 2 points, and I'm sure predictions were pretty split. It's the playoffs, Bulldog. I had to do it. I turned on the pregame show.
I know.
I had to do it. It's so bad.
My only alternative was watching Man United in the FA Cup, and I thought, I don't want to do this. I don't want to watch a frustrating team that I moderately care about. I mean, nowhere near like I care about the Bills or the Sabres. So I pivoted to the pregame show, and Bill Cowher picked the Bills.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it was probably pretty split everywhere. Craig is next. Hi, Craig.
Hey, guys. Nice win. One of the things I really like is the physicality of this team all season. If there's one thing I guess they have an identity for, it's not a perfect team. But they have been in some real grind fights, and they've lost some, but they've won. And I think that's why you've seen some of these comebacks. They're not afraid, even if they're down. And that, I think, starts with Josh. You can see the team rallies around him quite well. But I have a question. Wide receiver, I think Cooks helps to give him that deep threat. But we're getting to the point like we might need fans to start trying out. What is the
okay, I'm not taking that chance. Carl next. Hi, Carl.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Thanks for taking my call. You're welcome.
First of all, love the show, man. I watch you guys on YouTube. I got to say, you guys don't look like what I expect your voices to match up with.
How so? But, this is important.
Well, you're, yeah, right, you're way right. More
this is really important hot. For people to hear you.
Like hot, like
your
like
analysis.
Brad Pitt hot.
Yeah, both of you are so much more handsome in real life.
That must be it. Very believable.
Yeah. So first of all,
by the way, we're not on today, so you're not talking about today because we're not visible today.
That's too bad.
It is. Yeah. It's
but,
a shame.
Yeah, but what I want to say is props, first of all, for the first road playoff win since 1992. I was 4 years old since that happened, so that's huge, you know. Second of all, I wasn't in love. Well, yeah, I know, right?
I'm just kidding.
I was in college.
In college, yeah, it must have been a different time.
Anyway, I was eight. I was eight, but I was in college.
I believe it. I can tell by your analysis every week that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. But I wasn't in love with the offensive sequence there with a minute left. You guys kind of touched on it. I mean, take the points, obviously. You know, I am a midget football coach out here in Jamestown, and I would have liked to see them sort of like run a little play, fall down, run the clock or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you have Josh Allen in the fight. He's the best quarterback in the NFL. And this was a huge test for them. Jacksonville was probably their worst matchup of the playoffs. And now it's just, who cares who they play next? I mean, this is their biggest test. So win or loss next week, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I don't think it's that obvious that Jacksonville had to be the best team they could play. I think it's all really close.
I think it is, too. I thought they were, but it's not like in a blowout. You know, like it's not an easily arrived at conclusion for me.
I think Pittsburgh is the one where, like, we've seen the Bills go to Pittsburgh and roll, at least in the second half. I mean, that was 7-3 at halftime, right? In that game, even. They never have sort of an easy day this year. But, yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh is the one where I think everybody, Bills fans calling in, like, oh, everybody picked against the Bills, which is not true. This is one where maybe everybody picks them if they get the Steelers next week, depending on how tomorrow night looks. But I think Denver will sound like today, and maybe Houston would sound like today if that's how it ends up. We'll see. We'll get to the locker room next. Cole Bishop, Trey White, Bills over the Jaguars, 27-24. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Welcome back. The Bills win a fun one in Jacksonville to advance to the second round, 27-24. The final. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Let's get to the locker room. Locker Room Sound is brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. First, the player who came down with the game-clinching interception, Cole Bishop.
Good. Pretty excited.
Cole, there were a few tipped passes at the line of scrimmage early in the game. You had a couple of chances that fell just short of you. How did you kind of just stay in it and stay hyper aware of things that could be coming your way?
It was definitely frustrating early. I know there was one super early in the game where I touched my hands. I was super close, so I was upset about that. But, you know, just staying in it, guys being staying locked in, and then Trey being able to make a play right there, and I just happened to be in the right spot.
What can you say about
a 9-year vet that's got three pass breakups in this game, including the one to you at the end, but you guys also force a field goal drive. He gets two on the same drive down there when you're on a short field. Like, just the season he's put together.
Yeah, I mean, today especially, he was making plays out there. The one of his PBUs in the end zone save, I mean, that's kind of my zone, and he was able to help me out on that. So, I'm super grateful for him, and then him tipping that ball was huge.
Cole, it sounded like in the locker room you were telling Trey you owe him one. Yeah. What was that conversation like? Like, why were you saying that?
Yeah, I know I'm getting a lot of the credit for that interception, but like, he made the play. I mean, he had great coverage, was able to make a play on the ball, and then, like I said, it just sometimes they just fall out of the sky to you.
What was the message there, defensive huddle-wise, after you had taken the lead and you guys know you've got to get a stop?
Yeah, we talk a lot about trying to be a closer, closing out the game in those situations. We feel like we thrive in those situations and that we're the most prepared team in those, and being able to go out and close was huge.
What changed for you when Jordan Hancock came in?
Nothing really. I mean, a couple of like schematic things with the way me and Poe are doing certain things. We might switch roles on certain things just based off body type and things like that. But nothing crazy.
Cool. I saw after the game you and Sean had a little bit of a moment on the field. What was that like for you? And I guess what were the emotions you were feeling at that time?
Yeah. I mean, I was just super excited. I think just we're both celebrating each other, being able to – like I've said, I mean, being able to make a play in that situation is so huge, and just having his support's been big.
I know we asked you this, I think, a couple months ago, but Trey had to come back. So I think you kind of explained to us what you realized, like, Trey meant to this organization, and I know you spoke on it a little bit ago, but for him to be the one that helped make that play, what do you think that means to him and to your team?
I think it means a lot to both. Kind of like you said, I know he... I'm sure he's had a lot of doubters this past year, and being able to come make a play in the biggest game of the season and the biggest moment was huge.
Cole Bishop gets the win for the Bills with that interception late, thanks to a deflection Trey White makes, breaking up the pass intended for Jacoby Myers. Now let's hear more about the play and the game from Trey White.
First of all, what's the feeling after a victory like that?
We keep going in the tournament, man, towards the ultimate goal, which is winning the Super Bowl. Man, these games come down to the last 2 minutes. Like I've been saying for weeks, man, we're callous as a team. When we get in a situation like this, we don't blink. Best quarterback in the league going to get us points. It's just up to us to make big-time stops. And at the end of the game, we was able to get one. Cole got a big-time pick today.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I know that a few plays here, but you had two big pass breakups, both on the tight end early on, and then the last play of the game, basically. Can you walk us through those individually if you can?
Well, we was just in a zone coverage the first two, and I just got a good read on the quarterback. Broke on the ball, just believing what I saw from film study. And then on the last play, we was just in cover and man-to-man. And I just felt him leaning against me. And when that happens, he's about to break. So I just felt the break point, and I just went with it. And when I broke and looked, the ball was coming, and I just tipped it.
What do you guys say to each other going into that last drive?
Just don't blink. All the training that we've been doing, all the time we spend together, that's for these moments like this. And look everybody in their eyes, man. Like, we were totally confident in what we were going to do, and we was able to go out there and execute.
How did all the experiences with the close games throughout the regular season help you guys be able to pull this one off?
Like I said, I just feel like it builds callus. It builds resiliency, too. And we got a lot of guys on this team that played in a lot of meaningful football. So whenever we get in a situation like that, nobody blinked. We've been there before, and I just think that with us going through that, it helps us out, you know, in times like this.
Trey, when you watch Josh make all the plays and you guys get down the field and score, how much does it mean to your defense as a whole to know you closed out the game and helped this team get the win?
Oh, man, you know, we our quarterback is battling out there. Man, our offense is battling, and our goal is always to get the ball back and get it to our offense. And we didn't do a good job of that the whole day, but when the game is on the line, it's the last 2 minutes of the game, man, that's what we want. We got off the field, we got a takeaway, and we ended the game.
Locker Room Sound brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. Bulldog and I will be with you on WGR, our flagship station, Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock this week. If you can't get enough speculation and anticipation for the Bills and their playoff season, week two of it coming up next week. We'll see who they get, whether that's the Broncos in case
New England wins tonight or the winner of tomorrow night's Houston-Pittsburgh game, that if the Chargers win in Foxborough later on. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you soon. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.